Dickens's hugely successful series of London readings ended on the 22nd of July, and only 2 weeks later he embarked on his gruelling 3-month tour of the English provinces, Ireland and Scotland. With him went the team that had supported him in his London performances, headed by the amiable and admirably efficient Arthur Smith, whom Dickens described as something between a home secretary and a furniture dealer in Rathbone Place. He is always either corresponding in the genteelest manner or dragging rout seats, that is, hired chairs, about without his coat. Dickens was also accompanied by John Thompson, his manservant of many years' standing, Boisset, his gasman, who rigged up the special lighting he required, and Berry, a general assistant. He had designed his own reading desk, which came up only to his waist, so that the audience could see as much of his figure as possible. It was covered with green baize, changed at some later date to crimson, and had on it, on the left-hand side, a box, similarly covered, which could act as a book rest or a prop. Behind him he had a large screen which helped to project his voice into the audience, and before him stood his lighting apparatus, two gas pipes about 12 feet high, which held in place a batten of gas jets that concentrated a powerful light on his face so that it was clearly visible from every part of the hall. All this equipment travelled with him and was erected in each new venue. He always wore immaculate evening dress as part of his seeking to create, just as his great model Charles Matthews had done before him in his At Homes, that desired drawing room ambience so important for reassuring those many members of the middle classes who would have been horrified by the thought of witnessing a regular theatrical representation. Once the tour was underway, Dickens introduced only one new reading into his repertoire. This was Bardell and Pickwick, or The Trial from Pickwick, as it was more often called, a short, virtuoso piece for 8 voices, just under 30 minutes long, and adapted from chapter 34 of what was, apart from the carol, his best-known and best-loved work, and had now become, like the carol, part of the very fabric of English life. In a letter to Beard of the 20th of October, he says he just took it into his head to read The Trial. The main reading of the evening was Little Dombey, but this is misleading. The Trial would certainly have been as thoroughly prepared and intensively rehearsed as any of the other readings. He would subsequently often read it as an afterpiece to Little Dombey or to a similarly shortened carol, so that his regular evening's programme began to resemble the standard 19th century theatrical format of a full-length play followed by a farce to round off the evening and send the audience home in high good humour. The Trial became, in fact, after the carol, the most popular of all his readings, with Dickens's physical transformation of himself into the person of the fat little judge, Mr. Justice Stareleigh, being particularly admired. Another of its high points was the inclusion in it of Sam Weller, one of the most popular of all his characters. In the letter to Beard about the first performance of The Trial quoted above, he reported that when Sergeant Busford said, "Call Samuel Weller," the audience gave a great thunder of applause as if he were really coming in. It became customary, in fact, for audiences to cheer and applaud at that point, a phenomenon that one American commentator rightly saw as such an unaffected tribute of admiration as few authors have ever obtained.